All right. It was a loss, but there are highlights. Let's go ahead and relive it.
Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Always exciting for a Major League debut. Tobias Myers on his fifth organization in his professional journey. His ERA was over 6 in AA last year. The Brewers have made him into a success story. And, well, he didn't exactly get off onto the right foot tonight.
The first time as a major leaguer, and first pitch to Andrew McCutchen is hit in the air down the left field line, inside the pole and gone. Andrew McCutchen, homer to lead off the bottom of the first yesterday. He does it again today. His third home run of the season and the first pitch of Tobias Myers' career.
Lane Grindle on the call. But I will say, he settled down and he proved it two batters later. He got Reynolds to pop out on the very next pitch. Then Key Brian Hayes in the box got ahead of him 0-2 and checked a very important box.
0-2 pitch. That is in there for a strike. And there's the first strikeout of Myers' career. Strikes out Hayes looking with a slider that caught the inside corner. An ortho ASAP strikeout. And a good bounce back so far after surrendering the solo home run.
That was huge for Myers, and he would really hit a groove later. The Brewers' offense was having trouble with Bailey Falter. He picked things up, though, in the third inning. Weimer led off with a single into left. Turang pulled a single into right. That put runners on the corners with nobody out in the top of the order. Churio would strike out, though. Then William Contreras was at the plate. During his at-bat, Turang stole second, a perfect 11-for-11 at that point. So now, your best hitter at the plate, second and third, only one out, and William does this.
Falter with a 1-1. Chopped right back to the mound, breaking for the plate is Weimer, fielded by Falter, and he'll get Weimer in a rundown as he flips to the catcher, Bart. Running back to third is Joey. Key Brian Hayes now throws it back to the pitcher, Falter, and Falter tags out Weimer for the second out of the inning.
Contact play was on, Josh Maurer on the call, and the threat would be quickly thwarted. So nothing for the Brewers. They're still trailing 1-0. But meanwhile, Myers was doing really, really well. He got out of a threat in the second inning, leaving two men stranded there. Worked around a leadoff single in the third from McCutchen. Got a caught stealing, a clutch one in the fourth from Gary Sanchez behind the plate. That ended the fourth scoreless. And then finally in the fifth, his final inning of work, he got revenge on Andrew McCutchen.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Beat him with a fastball at 94 off the outside corner. And Tobias Myers threw five strong innings here in Pittsburgh.
Five innings, four hits, one run. It was earned, of course, on the homer. One walk and four strikeouts. 83 pitches for Tobias. Unfortunately, a tough luck loss for him. The Brewers' offense really quiet the rest of the game, but one highlight from the offensive side came in the eighth, finally breaking through against Bailey Falter. It was the Kraken, Gary Sanchez.
2-1. Sanchez, a high drive out to left. Racing back is Sawinski. Bye-bye, baseball. Gary Sanchez with his second home run of the season, and the Brewers are on the board. It's 2-1 Pirates.
One of only three hits on the night for the Brewers. Not going to win many games when you do that. They were 0-for-22, batters 1-6 in the order. 2-1 was the final score today. The winning pitcher for the Pirates was Bailey Falter. The loser, of course, Tobias Myers. David Bednar gets his third consecutive save.